Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Extra, extra. Read all about it. I don't know if many people listening to this, probably a lot of them, since you're all a bunch of old coots, probably like me. They may or may not remember that. That's what the newspaper boys used to yell whenever something big happened, an election or something like that. The newspaper boys would be out there running around the streets going, extra, extra, read all about it. It was something big that happened that caused them to put out an edition of the paper that was not the normal morning newspaper edition. They called it an extra. That's what this is. This is an extra because of the election. I just wanted to put down a couple of my thoughts about how I feel about what happened, how light I feel, how much weight has been taken off my shoulders because of this. It sounds trite. I'm excited, and I talk a little bit about what may happen early on in the Trump administration. So today is November 6th. It's the day after the election. It's crazy. I mean, all through the election cycle, I was really feeling like we could win here. And I was anticipating how awesome it would be to get Donald Trump elected and all the things that go along with that, which I'm going to speak about a little bit. The thing that I'm realizing today is how relieved I feel. I had a huge weight got lifted off my shoulders. Yesterday, when we were not knowing how it was going to play out, there was a huge weight on everyone in the world. And at least for me, that weight has been taken off of my shoulders. I feel light. I'm giddy almost with how happy I am with the outcome of the election. I hoped and convinced myself that it was possible all along, but in the background, you know, everybody felt this way. There was a possibility that the machine could put together all their tools to change the way the election will go, even though the will of the people is clearly for change, any change really, but effective change, which is what President-elect Donald Trump represents. It's huge. It can't be understated. When we look back at these years in the future, we're going to, whew, boy, that was close. We almost blew it big time. And they have so many tools. The left does and the machine does. I don't even like calling them the left because I believe that Democrats have a lot to offer. And I'm, as I mentioned so many times, a centrist, leaning right, because the money is the important part. I lean left on social issues, which is very important in all its ramifications, but the money is important. The ownership, privacy, money, all that stuff is just so much more important that you can't overlook it. So, centrist, leaning right, because the most important part of where you stand is ownership and privacy and the money. You have to be conservative on those things. If you don't, it slides away and it starts looking like what we've had for the last 4 years. That's what happens when you give up on those. Is there's always going to be someone there to try to take advantage of a situation like that. So we just have to stay. We just have to stay consistent in our way we approach the economy and privacy. There are a million avenues we could go down when we're talking about what's Trump going to do and what's he going to do on his first day and what's he going to do on his first 100 days. I don't want to talk about that right now. I just want to talk about some of the overreaching ideas that I have that I believe Trump is going to fix for us. First of all, of course, the economy, which includes energy. Drill, baby, drill. He's going to get petroleum back where it should be, where we have so much of it here. We have an opportunity to take advantage of that worldwide, and he's going to. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Also, the core of the economy, which is taxes, interest rates, housing, supply chain, jobs, debt, inflation. We have to talk about all those things. I'm not going to bore you right now with individual parts of it and how it's going to play out, and it's not going to play out any way we think it will anyway. There's compromise that has to happen. Even if we have both houses and the presidency, there's still going to be things, fortunately, that will keep us from going in a direction that we may think we need to go. It's still checks and balances, even though they're trying as hard as they can to get rid of it. So it's all that stuff. And the border. Two things about the border that are going to happen right away, I'm sure of this, because he said it many times, is we're going to stop them from coming in first, get it stopped, plug the hole, and then get rid of the ones that are here. All of them. All the illegals, out. No exception. If they want to reapply after they get out, fine. If there's some that we kind of wish we could hang on to, good. Then come back in, legally. Here's a little something about that. If there were ones we wanted in here, they wouldn't be here illegally. They're breaking the law, blatantly and purposefully. So let's just stop them from coming in. We got to completely stop it for maybe years, but for sure months, and then get them all out. And once we've got them all out, all the illegals, they're here illegally, not legal. Another thing that I want to talk about, I think, is very important, and I think he's going to jump on immediately. There was some talk last in 2016 that he didn't do it quickly enough, putting together his cabinet. The two at the top that make me so happy that he said he's going to put in place, there's many. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but the two at the top for me are Elon Musk, of course, and Bobby Kennedy Jr. I've talked so many times about health and how we're going down the wrong path enormously as far as what has to happen to keep humans alive. He's on it. Read his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. It's excellent. It talks about all the bad stuff that's been going on in the world with Bill Gates, and they're going to get a handle on that and fix it. And you and I can go to the store and buy stuff, and we'll know that it's okay. The USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, used to be when that stamp was on something, you knew it was good. It was okay. All good. We'll get back there. And Elon, there's no way I can say enough about him. He's the savior of the world, in my opinion, in reality, in so many things, in so many ways. But the thing that really interests me about what President-elect Donald Trump wants to use him for is getting rid of all the junk, getting rid of all the waste. And there's so much of it. That's one thing that just drives me crazy about the way this country is going right now. There's so much waste and unneeded waste, and otherwise it wouldn't be waste. But it's rampant. A lot of people are making lots of money by wasteful things. We're going to get that out. We're going to clear it out. It's going to take a while. And even though I have a lot of faith in Elon, he can't do it overnight. And it's going to diminish. Whether he gets it all out or not, or whatever, it's going to diminish greatly. And you know what that means to you and me? Our country is more money. Donald Trump said recently he's going to eliminate $2 trillion in the federal budget for waste. And that'll take care of the deficit and the debt. They're going to clear it up, folks. That's a good thing. It's an excellent thing. Even some of the skeptics, even some of the people who were not so sure they wanted Trump as president, they're going to turn around, I bet, huge numbers and going, oh yeah, this is better. Oh yeah, we don't have this huge debt that our kids are going to have to pay off, and their kids and grandkids and great-great-grandkids are going to have to pay off. We're going to get rid of it here and now and then stay on that course. I'm excited about all the things Elon's going to do for this world. But in this situation, the election of Donald Trump as the 47th president, he's going to have an absolutely fantastic cabinet, and top of that is Elon. There's a lot. I'd like to mention a few others, but I'm not going to right now because there's many. You know, both of these, Kennedy and Elon Musk, came from the Democrat side. Kennedy in a big way, and Elon, he talks about it. I used to be a Democrat, now I'm a Republican. I don't remember his exact quote, but it was something like that. So it's awesome. Finally, what I want to talk about Trump hopefully will at least talk about is a moonshot. Last time this country was all completely on the same page, 100% almost, never will be 100%, was when we were going to the moon. When Kennedy said by the end of this decade we're going to the moon, everybody was behind it. If there was some sacrifice that needed to be made to make it happen, everybody did it willingly and jumped on it and wanted to. So we need a moonshot. This has been talked about before by various people, and we need to get this country together on the same page. And we need a moonshot, something like that. And I'm thinking AI. That's our next moonshot. We got to get a handle on AI, and we have to, as a country, make AI good. And I've spoken about this in many podcasts previously, that AI can be very good or very bad, and both. But that's our moonshot. That's our next moonshot, in my opinion. We need to do the AI thing, and we need to do it right. Thank you.